So this story of Joseph, this beautiful, one of my favorites, this epic story of Joseph, unveils one more layer today. Joseph, obviously, has had injustice done to him. That injustice is partly his own fault. Partly his arrogance in spouting off these dreams and his immaturity gets him on the absolute outs with all of his brothers who can't stand him. And even has his father and mother kind of going, whoa. This one's a little out there. So that arrogance, that haughtiness, that presumption sets the stage. But what gets done to Joseph is unjust. He gets thrown in a cistern. He's about to be murdered by his own brothers. They sell him into slavery. He's taken to Egypt, sold as a slave to Potiphar. God has favor on Joseph. He raises him up. He's an excellent administrator, a very good-looking guy. Potiphar's wife has the hots for Joseph. And Joseph, you know, he resists her somehow. And for his charitable act to his master, for not taking his wife, he's thrown in prison. In prison, he becomes the administrator of the prison. God's favor is upon him, but he's stuck there. Today, though, Pharaoh has a dream. Now, we're talking about the God of Egypt. In those days, Pharaoh was considered the representation of God. They worshipped Pharaoh. He was God. So, Pharaoh, the god of the land, has a dream. And the cupbearer remembers this Hebrew boy in prison. Well, in short order, Joseph goes from prison to in charge of all the land of Egypt. And it goes full circle because today his brothers come begging for grain to purchase. And they bow down to Joseph. Dream comes true. Dream probably could have come true in a number of ways, but God worked this path, and it saves a people, as we will see. Regardless of the path that we take in life, God can redeem anything. God's plans cannot be thwarted. Everything you see in all directions as you spin around belongs to God. We get so haughty and think that we actually have ownership of something. This world belongs to the Lord. And only what he allows happens. He has given mankind free will, given us stewardship of this planet, and has allowed us to make our own way of it. But make no mistake, God is sovereign, and nothing can thwart his will when he chooses. So Joseph took the long way and definitely faced injustice. But God is redeeming that story. And it's not over yet. It's a beautiful story of redemption. But no matter where you are, and no matter what choices you've made to get yourself wherever you are, you can always make the next right decision. And you can always continue to make the next right choice. And as you systematically choose to do what is right and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, you will eventually be fully restored and redeemed. Because that is God's way.